in Parsha Shmini, you have the very, very strange Avodah Nachanes Beis HaMikdash. 7 days, Moshe would put up the Beis HaMikdash, take it down. Moshe was the Ovid of those 7 days, and he was, and then and Yom HaShmini had passed on to Aaron. So there's obviously a transition in Avodah from Moshe's Milus to Aaron's Milus, and that's Yom HaShmini. And that's something that to understand, in other words, the Shlemus, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was Koil himself, all the Milus and Midastavis, the Shlemus of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, was dafka with the transition from Moshe to Aaron. And trying to understand a little bit that Midah, in other words, what was Moshe in the Kalolius, is obviously bigger than Aaron, he's Koil Aaron also, he was Meshamish as a Kohen Gadol, and obviously in the transition to Yom HaShmini is where Aaron's Midah came to the forefront. The two parishes, one is Gala to Aaron on the Yom HaShmini, or one was the parasha of Shtui Yayin, that was Nisgala to Aaron Dafke, not to Moshe. So this is one area that is miyuchad. It's keilu, this chelik of Torah is miyuchad to that mile of Aaron that came out to the forefront. And the kavachoyma that he was done about not eating kachim, about not eating kachim when he's oinam, kachim that were ladeiris, not just leshar, that was also Aaron's chelik in Torah. So it's keilu in the transition from Moshe to Aaron, and Aaron became the permanent Ovid Hashem, that became, that was misyachid not only in the mila of being of bringing karbanis, it was misyachid in the mila of having a chelik in the vua that was a mila of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was misyachid in having a chelik in Torah of being dan misvara kalvachoyma. So we need to understand where that happens. Obviously, it's not going to come across Aaron as being bigger than Moshe, but rather Aaron as being a certain shlemus. Let's try to understand a little bit. The Chazal says Medrash is in Rashi brings it here. The Medrash is in Bamidbar. It says Bayom Rishon. Omer Shor Ba'ab Ma Bayom Rishon. What is it? What's this Bayom Rishon? Min Hayom Rishon Shabar Kashvas Olam Nisav Lodim B'Yosef B'Tachtoinim and so on. And then it says that Oisa Yoyim Esa Torah Notel Oisa Yoyim. That day has 10 crowns. Rishon B'Yos Olam, Rishon Lekuna, Rishon Asiyas, Rishon Lashchina, Rishon Lavoida, Rishon Baskranim, and so on. So there are two Nikudis, two Horas on this Chazal. First of all, the if all the Milas are listed as Rishon, and that's how it's listed, by Yom Rishon, that's why it's listed in Nasai. Rishon is listed also in HaChodesh Rishon. It's Rishon L'Chodesh Hashanah, Rosh Chodoshim. The word Rishon and Rosh is very appropriately used in all those places. So why does the Torah call this Yom HaShmini? I mean, the Torah should call it Yom HaRishon. I would figure out that this was there'd be some way to figure out that this was the eighth day. But since the mile of all these are the Rishonis, and the places that we have in the Torah are called Rishon, so why is it that the Yom HaRishon is something that the Yom HaShmini is called Shmini, not Rishon? A second horror, all of these Rishonis are very, very, they're important positive events. It's the first Hanhag of Nesios, the first Nasi to bring the carbon, the first kahuna, and so on. The first to eat kachim, it says Rishon Lachilas Kachim. But it says also Rishon Le'isa Bama. the first day that Bama became Aser, of all the things, first of all, to be Koveya an Iser as being very, very Chashev. Somebody would say, the first day of Pesach is very Chashev. Why? It's the first day of Yontif. Good. It's the day when there's a Chiv to eat Matzah. Fine. If I say it's the first day that Sasi eat Chometz, it's limp. It's lame. It's kind of strange. Yes, it is. I mean, it says everything is a first. First Bechas Kohanim. First Reish Chodesh. And the first time there was also to be Makran Obama. That's the only issue mentioned. There could have been other Yisroel associated also. If there's the first day of Achilles Kachim, is the first day there was Asiti Kachim Betumah. I mean, I guess there was no... technically, maybe it's the only Issa that was around. Not sure what other halachas of Akrava were Nagea before, and so on. If there was no Big Day Kahuna, then if there's a Mechusa Begum, you could dribble around as much as you want. But at the end of the day, to pinpoint the Issa Bama as one of the Rishonim seems to be very odd when you're considering the other ones as being very strong positive in Yom. That's a second thing I wanted to add a touch on over here. The type in this transition that we have between Moshe and Aaron, so it says over here that Aaron was Boish to be Miskarev, and he says that Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Chazal say, you should be lekach shoy Aaron boish for your legeshes. He was very embarrassed to go over. On the Moshe lomata boish lekach nivcharta. Why you boish lekach nivcharta? First of all, besides trying to understand what exactly was the maso matan. I mean, is it a maila toiva? Is it a mida toiva? And so, what's the answer? Lekach nivcharta. Let's say somebody chooses me to do something I think I'm incapable of. Let's take a very simple example. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe Rabbeinu to become the Shliach, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Mi anoichi, I'm not shayach to it." So the Lekach Nevcharta was not an answer to Moshe. So whether Moshe was right or not, it's Moshe's Shekel Taina. So the Arizal says over here in the Kutat Torah, a very famous Arizal, that Lekach Nevcharta means you were chosen especially for the tafkid because you're boish for yari legeshes. In other words, omli moish lomata boish lekach nivcharta because you're mizbayish. That's why you were chosen. The Rizal says it, and many speak about it, and so on. But I'd like to point out an interesting parallel. So the two Yisoidei Olam, Moshe and Aaron. So Moshe is described as being Anav Mikol Adam, and that was his Maila, and that was his Gadlus. And the Torah describes the Anivas of Moshe as being the reason, in other words, when they questioned Moshe's Gadlus above everyone else, what Chazal pointed out was what the Torah points out is anava. Over here, when Aaron HaKohen is when Aaron HaKohen is asking, why am I chosen, or I'm not royal to be chosen, his bush has pointed out. So you have two midas that seem to straddle very similar axes. You have the midah of busha, the midah of anava, seem to be reasonably similar to us, and yet that marks the distinction between Aaron and Moshe. In other words, it's the hashlama, it's part of that same hashlama of Moshe and Aaron that it moved forward, let's call it, from the midah of Anova to the midah of Busha. We need to define a little bit these two midas, where they fit into the general, into the scheme of things in terms of what the... What was the transition between Moshe and Aaron and the Mela between Anov and Busha. So let's talk a little bit about the Inyan of the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash is called Noira. Manoira Mokem Azeh, Ein zekin beis alikim. The word neira is has a shade of meaning that's not easily it's not easily heard. The difference between gibor and neira, both of them seem to us midos that are similar. They're both kind of scary midos, I guess. Somebody's a gibor, you get very scared. The difference between gibor and neira is gibor is a proactive action. When somebody is koyfe himself, somebody hits you, somebody is matel ema, so the person is proactively doing something. Yira is to evoke, neira is to evoke something. Someone that evokes in me the sense of yira. And in other words, the mohus of Beis HaMikdash is that midah. And let's try to describe and understand what it is about, why is that the central feature of the Mikdash. The Rambam says that the Tafkir Beis HaMikdash is a place in Makriv Karbanis and a place where we're oil the regal. Those are the two in Yonim. So let's understand a little bit about the relationship between avoid of a person and the feedback. In this world that we live in, there's a stira between avoida, between maisa, and hashpa. It's like the difference between yidi and bechira. In as much as I work, when I get from somebody a present, so the person is mashpia on me a present, I get it, and it has nothing to do with me and everything to do with him. That's a typical matana. That's hashpa. If I worked hard, if I dug a ditch for somebody, and I worked all day long digging something, and then the person pays me, so the person has no right to prava chshivas and tell me, you see, give me $1,000, should appreciate it. What do you should appreciate it? You're paying me for, I gave you first. You're only settling a debt. I mean, I gave you a big ditch, it's 10 hours of work, $10 an hour, or $100 an hour, and now you have to give me the $1,000. That has nothing to do with you whatsoever. So in any type of interaction between two parties, there's an either-or situation. Either it's me or it's him. When it's his midah of chesed and he's giving, then everything is totally in him. It's not to do with me really. I'm a passive partner. If it's with midas hadin, with midah that I earned my way and everything I have you gave me, then it comes to me. Then it's me. So where do I have a metzias of two people being equal in a relationship? So when it comes to Avodas Hashem, in as much as a person does what's right, and a person does mitzvahs, and he's mekayim mitzvahs, like Hashem won't create the world bedin. So if a person is mekayim everything that he did, then fine, that's great. So he's supposed to get it because he did it. So yes, you know, mikid mani vashalim, and nobody, HaKadosh Baruch came first, and so on and so forth. Those are all true. But at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying me what I quote-unquote earn, deserve. That's all I'm getting. The inyanim of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, 7 days are days of us doing. The days of avoda are for us to do, and b'meila in the days of avoda we are earning our keep. That's what we're doing. The eighth day means it's the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving, The eighth day is always the first day again, but this time he's giving against the background of what was done already. In other words, there's a chetimtza of being a shutif. If lamashal, I need. Let's go back to my example of the previous of how is it that somebody's mashpia and I'm a mekabel, and it's still and I'm still doing my share. Lamashal, I come to somebody and I say, I need water desperately. I'm thirsty. I'm dirty. I need water. I don't have any water. So the person says, fine, bring me a jug, and I'll give you, and I'll get you water. I'll give as much as you want. I have a brook, I have a river, I have a well, as much as you want. So I go ahead, and I don't have any jugs, and I make a jug, I make clay, leather, whatever it is. And I fashion it, and I work hard, I make it, and I bring it. And the person gives me. So I have a very interesting situation. There's a sense of yigia kapayim. There's a sense of having put in all my work. And there's a sense of it just being a kli to be mekabel hashba. And klapi the other person, it's kuloi nesina. So here I have a chetimtza where it's avoida mitzidi and nesina mitzidoi. So in real life, obviously, if the other person is giving me the water, as far as he's concerned, he gave me water for free, and that's that. The fact that I also happen to have to make a jug, it's my problem, not his problem. But when we're talking about the big picture, Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person making himself into a kli kibul is real avoda, and the nesina that's mushpa on it is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take an example in personal avoda, and we'll have that sense. The Rambam says in spoke about it Shri Shabbos. The Rambam says in Nevuah, there's a bunch of madregas that a person works on elevating himself in learning, understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the person gets Ruach HaKadosh, which seems to be almost automatic. If you reach a certain level of having, of being a certain madrega, which is totally in you, and your bechira and your avoda, you're there. Once you're that madrega, you have Ruach HaKodesh. It's almost automatic. That's what it sounds like in the Rama. Nevuah, at this point, Nevuah can happen, or it cannot happen. There's no more avoda at this point. Sometimes they sit and they wait. They sit and they wait for Nevuah. And sometimes they get a lot of Nevuah, sometimes a little bit of Nevuah, sometimes no Nevuah. This is a sharp break. Nevuah is the cutting off point between the world that's avoda to the world that has in itself the next dimension, which is totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving. My avoda is only the chetimtza to make it happen. It's the chetimtza for a kli kibul. I can't get Nevuah. They can pour buckets of Nevuah on me. If I'm not a kli kibul, Nevuah just drips all over me. I don't have a way to be mekabel it. So the avoda is to make myself a kli kibul. Whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to give or not, if I could force Nevuah by the koyach of my avoda, then Nevuah would be me. It would be like Ruach HaKadosh. It would be the ultimate darga in avoda. It's not. I sit back and wait. And maybe I'm zocha, maybe I'm not zocha. So you have a new knetch in understanding a relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and people that starts with avodas Adam, and that avoda is something which is kuloi toli me. Of course, you have the Shema and so on, but it's me. And whatever I've developed and worked, whatever I've made myself into, that all has a Shem clay kibul, and I had the satisfaction of the Yigia Kaper Yisoichal, that yes, it took me 50 years of hard work to become a clay kibul, and then if I do get something, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not, it's something which comes and has a rutzen and das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing to do with me. A mashal, if I build a house, if I want to have a guest, if I don't have a house for the guest, there's no place, if I'm homeless, I can't host another person. There's no hosting somebody if I don't have a home to host them in. If I have a home, then it's possible to host him, but the person makes the decision if he wants to be hosted or not. So in the chelik of Avodas Hashem, in the chelik of Klal Yisrael that's called Hashroas Hashchina, we are trying two timing in it. There's the time of Avodah, and there's the time of Kabbalas, Chinam, so to speak. I have in itself, and therefore, if it's a relationship that's totally the two together, it means that my Avodah never made the thing that happened. I made myself royu for that. And that's why, in the big picture, this is called Hashroas Hashchina. Hashroas Hashchina means, you know, it's what we create is a bias. A bias, by definition, is a kli kibul. In Chazal, when they use the word bias, it's always used, you know, as a base av, a base this. It means a platform for something. That's what the bias always means, the hechetimtza for something else. Bias is never the thing in itself. It's always the hechetimtza. That's why the word bias is most often used as base. It's a base tefillah, it's a base this, a base that. It's always the hechetimtza for something. That's what a bias is. And Hashroas Hashchina needs a bias, but a bias in itself does not invoke the Shechina automatically. It may or may not come. That's something that's totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have in the ultimate avoda of a person, you have the chelik that's avoda, and the chelik that is Hashroas Hashchina, and the chelik is l'mala. The 7 days are the days of avoda in this world, and even Shabbos, it says v'chalikim b'yim hashvi malachta she'asa. Shabbos itself, even though it's menucha, it's a chelik of asiyah in this world. Menucha is also one of the things that we need in this world. It belongs to this world. So sheva is the things that are you may have asiyah, it's our doing, and then shemini is a rishon that has in itself the quality of having seven before it. In other words, anything that's called Rishon means it's grati. It came from for nothing, for no place. I was the first one to give you. I was the one who did for you first. When you make a cheshbon with somebody who owes who a favor, not a particularly nice argument, but upon him, you try to get that. Well, I was the first one to do this and this for you. You did nothing before that. I did it. So I'm the Baal Chesed, and you're catching up. That's the way we talk about it when a person says, I was the first to do it. So the Atarus of that first day was Rosh Chodeshim in Mitzrayim, Rishon, those are all indications of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing. The Yom Echad, the first day of Bria Olam, was Yesh Me'ayin. All Rishons, when they're described as Rishons, are Yesh Me'ayin. All Shemini is something that is coming on. It's a Rishon. It has the Yichud of Rishon. There's no eighth day of the week. There's no such thing as the eighth day of a week. There's no eighth day. The eighth day is the new first day, but it's the first day that came on top of 7 days instead of coming from no place. That means there was an avoid of seven that was kadim, and then it's chalat. So the maila of shmini is that it has something that is both coming from the mala and yet totally in the avoid of tachtoinim. Beis Hamikdash is the avun, the kol beis Hamikdash. So for 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu's maila, Moshe Rabbeinu's Mida was in terms of being the Oivid, in terms of Avodah, in terms of being making the Mishkan, and he could be making it day in, day out. He was the one who was who put up the Mishkan, and therefore every Avodah was Toli Moshe. He was, that was him. From the Hashra'as HaShechina is Toli in a different midah. And that midah sits on top of Moshe's midah. It doesn't replace it. If without perfect Avodah, without creating the perfect vessel, there's no Hashra'as HaShechina. Moshe created it. Moshe, the ones who did it, he was making the Mishkan, but Aaron was the one who had the midah that allowed for Hashra'as HaShechina. Anava is a midah where I discount what I'm doing. A person who's not an anav, who's a balgaiva, walks around thinking highly of himself because of what he did. I did this, I did this, I did this, which is certainly migareya from the avoida of the person. Anivus and anamikolada means that the person doesn't, his avoid is kula shem shemayim, and that's what is, that's that it's a personal internal midah. Busha requires somebody in front of whom to be misboshesh, to be misbayish. There's no busha, is not a personal midah. If I was on an island, on a desert island, and nobody around, so anova and gaiva would still have meaning. When I built my house over there on this island, I could either feel that I'm great, or I could say, this is what I have to do, and that's that, and so on. And those are midas that are meaningful. There's no busha if there's no other. The whole mid of busha is because of the awareness of the other. We've spoken about this a few times in Har Sinai. Maimon Har Sinai, when Hashem came down, the Yir al Pneichem is the mid of busha. It's in the sense of the Yir Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says, you know, when if a person is Shavisa Shem Lekei Summit, person's Maisim are different when he knows that someone's looking, not looking. You sometimes, when you hear a conversation that's recorded, and if the conversation sounds very, very perfect, it seems as if the person is aware, is being recorded, and only says Dvarim Tovim Meulim, you know, wonderful things. Because the mid of busha is a busha in front of somebody. So, in Moshe Rabbeinu Shleimus was in Asiya, in Avoda, and that's where another comes in. Aaron HaKohen's Mida was the Mida of the herring, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like a Pchina of an Akeva, her Mida is the herring, the other, and that's why the Oyser Tzayn Baila and the Pchina Ba'orchim, the herring of the other is the Mida Toiva, because that's her Etzem Metzias. Aaron's Mida was not another as much as Busha. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told him. Lekach Nivchata means the Mida of Busha is exactly why you're stepping in instead of me. Because the person, if you dehare what's coming, if you dehare the other, and that's why the even though there were many nisim associated with Hamikdash, but the similar of Hashra'as HaShechina was when the Eish came and took the Karbanis. In other words, that there's a Ratzon Klapei Maila, that is the Guf Hashra'as HaShechina, and that was the Midah of Aaron HaKohen. So you have a transition, whereas until now all we had was Avoida, we now have a certain Shleimus, where we have the Zion Yemei Miluim, and then you have the Yom HaShmini, which is, it's the first, it's the day when the Dehera Kodesh Baruch Hu coming, built on top of the fact that I had to put Avoda to make it happen. The contrast to it was the Bnei Aaron. It's extraordinary. That moment was defined by Aaron's busha and by Nadav Navi's ha'oza. The ha'oza was ha'oza the k'tusha. A person who is a real Ovid wants to keep doing more and more Lechura. I mean, I'm looking for his Kavis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to bring Torahs once a day, twice a day. Now I'm going to do it on my, I'm going to do it the way I want to do more. But that's lacking in Busha. And all the things Hazal mentioned, where Hoira HaRol, if they Rabbam, and so on, these were all things where they were lacking in the Mida of what about the other? If let's say I'm trying to make a meal for myself, and let's say I'm very into eating, so I sit and I plan and I work and I pashk and I kratz to make a fantastic meal. That's great. Let's say an oreach comes and I do the same thing, but one thing I don't do, I don't bother to find out what the oreach likes. I sit and I make all sorts of patravis that I like, but I never bother to ask the reach, are you in the mood to eat? Do you like salty? Do you like sweet? Do you like this? Do you like that? Then I'm not being machmas reach, and it's a turn away. I mean, I know that you make fantastic food, but you never. It has to do with me. It has to do with you. I happen to be there, so I eat. If it had to do with me, you would take into account me. So the creating the goof without the herring the kli as a kli kibble was the pagam of Nadav Naviu, and in the different ways that Chazal give, it's all the same. It says Yayin Lamashal. Yayin Chazal say Chamer Chani Pikche, that wine sharpens a person. It says Bimashka, I think Darikayet says the Lashon to they should know better. Wine brings out certain nekudas in a person, but they exaggerate the person's self and diminish his the herring of the other. And b'meila, that is a pgam and a psul in the yanim of Mishkan and Mikdash. So, nitzina lemeidim, we have here a transition, a hashlama, not a transition, best thing is a hashlama in Avodas Hashem. That was on this day. The Bria itself is, it's the Shlemus of the Bria is 7 days of my Avodah with a deher that the Avodah is there to make myself into a Kli Kibbul. And then the eighth day, it's a Rishon, it's a Hashpah from Hashpah who that I didn't do it. I didn't make Ashras Hashkina Lahoraya. Some people did all the Avodah I didn't. They never Zoichet Nevuah. So if I'm Zoichet Nevuah, it's not me. If I learn something, I know it. I could talk myself into it. That's all about me. But Nevuah, there were plenty of people bigger than me that didn't get Nevuah. If I got Nevuah, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to give me Nevuah. But without having slaved and worked on myself, I'd never get it. And the Mele, you have these two in Yanim. The Issa Bama, of all the things we asked about the Issa Bama is this Nakuda. The Issa Bama is, it's called Isha Yosha Be'inov. People, a Bama means wherever I decide I would like to be Eved Hashem, that's where I go and I do it. It's I'm not stelling Tzu Takadish Baruch Hu. The Beis Hamikdash called Mokam Asher Yifchar Hashem. It's Leshakin Shmi and so on. It's the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The Bama is the place that I want. A Bama, when it was Mutter, was a wonderful Avoida. It's Avoida. It belongs to the world of Avoida. It doesn't belong to the world of Ashur HaShchina. So the Issa Bama means that the Avoida, the phase of Avoida, has come to its conclusion, and now it's a makom of Ashuras Hashchina. So, since Ashuras Hashchina is totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the makom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boicher. It's Beis HaBchira. It's the place HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose. It requires extraordinary effort on my part, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there because I made a place for him and because he chose to be there. And therefore, Bamas, there's no makom of Avoida in Karbanis anymore. That's not a makom bechir anymore. So the Issa Bama is unique of all the milas because of that reason. It's true about other things that are called Shmini. It says by David HaMelech, that he when he went to Lamatzeh HaLashminis, Milas, the other big Shminis, and it says that he saw himself with his arm for mitzvahs in the Beis HaMerchetz, and then he said, oh, he's a mohel. So there's an unending stream of Torah about the mitzvahs mila, whether or not is there any kiyum always what's the pshat? You make the bracha on the maisi, you don't make the bracha afterwards, and so on. There's an incredible amount of Torah, and we'll try to understand it. Kifi, what we're saying. Whenever a person increases bris, which belongs to the realm of kedusha, means that the person. Let me explain something. The only way you cut away something, whenever you have an item, you want as much of it as you can. So if a person has wood, and wood is worth money, so he wants much wood, many wood. When a person works on a piece of wood and cuts it, it means that he's cutting it for something. He's cutting it to size. He's cutting it to be base kibble. I'm making a hole in the wood. Why am I making a hole in the wood? Because I need to put in a nail. I need to put in a spike. I'm using it for something. I'm shelling it too for something. The goof has a chesima in itself because it became a kli for something. And that's why you cut away. So it's true that in the Maisa Mila, it's only, it's done, the Maisa Mitzvah is when you did it. But since it turns the person into a kli for Ashura Sashchina, for Ashura of a certain Kedusha, that stays with the person afterwards. All other mitzvahs belong to the realm of Aveda only. They all belong to the world of Shvi. When a person is putting on film, he's wearing film. Without putting on film, he's not wearing film. Of course, everything leaves a roishim and so on and so forth. But mitzad the mos of the mitzvah, it's a maisa mitzvah. In mila, since it belongs to shminis, it could have called it mila. It's called shminis because it's the mila of shminis and mila that allows it to stay forever. Because it's something that once the mice is done, there's a certain hashra of kedusha on a person that stays with the person. So it's the shminis emila that allows for staying. Let's bring it over to an area that is closer to us a little bit, and that is Talmud Torah. There are in the Indian of Talmud Torah. There were always extremes. There was a certain hashgafa that if a person sits and learns, and he prides himself on how much he's attained and accomplished, and how much he knows, and how smart he is, and how well he can say Torah, the person's feeding into his gaiva. And it's not real Talmud Torah. It's not different than a person's accomplished in any other area. And that was a taina. And there were counter tainas that a person who sits and feels that if he davens a long shemen etz and esek hashbrochu to give him das, he'll open up the Gemara and he'll know instantly pshat. That's wrong. That's not Talmud Torah. They'll do with Talmud Torah and so on and so forth. Those were two. Always in an argument, you always get the extremes. You always get the and like always, the extremes are always pointing out a chisayon, but they never describe well what it should be, what it is. Torah, the Maral says when he speaks about Torah and its unique ability to elevate a person. He says the following inyan, saying be'erach, not quite the way he says it, but just be'erach the way he says it. Let's say when I do a ma'isa mitzvah. So I took tefillin. The tefillin didn't exist in the world. I took a behemah, I shechted it, I took the leather, I worked it, I wrote parshas, and I went to the effort. I tied on tefillin. I did a ma'isa mitzvah. That's every mitzvah. So in every mitzvah, I did the mitzvah, and I accomplished it, and so on. It's stuck. So maybe I could provide me with money. Good. But I took money that's mine, gave it to the other person, and At the end of the day, that's what I did. Let's think about Talmud Torah. In Talmud Torah, I'm working very hard at understanding a Gemara, understanding Tosfos, whatever. So, what happened? If the chiddush I come up with is mine, and has nothing to do with Tosfos, I worked 3 hours and I came up with a gewaldic chiddush, and the chiddush is my personal feelings about the sugya. That's great. As has nothing to do with Torah, I can't say that I learned the sugya. I could say I wrote something very creative. Nothing to do with the sugya. On the other hand, if I just say what it says, so why does it take 3 hours? What exactly did I accomplish when I learned something? When I was misyage on something? When I was omo on something? The answer is, imagine, if you sort of use a graphic type of mashal. Imagine I'm trying to get the water to go through a pipe, and the pipe is rusty and clogged. And I spend an hour pushing and shoving and shoving and pushing to get out the rust and the dirt and so on, and now the water breaks through. So be'emes, all I did was I cleaned out the pipe. I sanded it down. I made it a kli kibble, and now the water flows because the water is flowing. A lot of times, the right attitude is, a person's seichel tends to be very, very coarse, physical, not really in tune to pick up the fine points of Torah. So when a person works hard and chews up something and works through something again and again and again, he's not changing the Torah, he's changing himself. He's now beginning to understand. So if he's worked through, he's done enough, if he teach somebody to multiply. So he tries and tries and again, and then he finally gets it. At the end of the day, the change happened in his mind. It's not that the numbers come out to different, when I'm multiplying, come out to different numbers before and after. It's the person's, the amelos went into the understanding, and then he understood what was there before him. Of all the mitzvahs, the chetimtzah we have, the ones that was close to having a combination of the two, is the work we put in. So into understanding, at the end of the process, we changed. We were mezachich ourselves. We have a much finer and more delicate sense of things, and now we understand it. So the person's hispailus now is at what's there. A person who comes up with something good, a person breaks through and understands something. So if he's emes, then the hispailus should be, well, you know, look at what Chazal is saying. It took me 3 days, and now I finally made the breakthrough, and now I understand what Chazal is saying. It's not see what I said, see what I came up with. It's an extraordinary change in perception. Because in our surah, besides Mila, that Shminis, Torah is also like that. We have Sheva Shavuos, we have 7 weeks, and then we have the Chamishim, which is, the Chamishim is the Shmini. It's a Rishon, it's a Shmini, it's next. It's after 7 sevens, we have the next phase. So it's a Rishon, it's like a Shmini, and Kol Kuloi, it's coming on top of a Avodah of 7 times 7. The extraordinary partnership of my hard work and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma is an extraordinary partnership. It's the only way out of that conundrum of, is it me or HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it my wonderful ideas and thoughts? Or am I just parroting? Either one is not bringing me close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a sense. So for the person who treats it the way a secular person would treat the world, it's about himself. I'm a very accomplished person, well deserved. I worked very hard and I produced these wonderful ideas and then my ideas and so on and so forth. And the other extreme is, it's all a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where are you? Why did he choose you out of anybody? You know, what do you have? What did you put into it? Where's your Avodah? The Yom HaShmini is the incredible day where you have a transition from where my Avodah, with the house that I built, the Reach shows up and says, I'd like to stay here. So it's the Reach I'm happy with, but I have the satisfaction of the Yigiyas Kapayim of having the Reach come here. It's almost the only it's the only Inyan Ruchni that we can have that. In every mitzvah we have what we did, and that's wonderful. But that's what we have, and you find a lot of times in learning like that, it takes a person very long time to begin to get things. Everyone has a different time, but sometimes when he gets it, he opens up and everything comes flooding. You find quite a few people like that. There was a tekufa that was very difficult for him to remember things, very difficult for him to chadish things, very difficult for him to keep track of things. And then at some point, it's almost as if something snapped into place. It's almost as if you got that last piece of sand out, and now it just floods. And the person everything he remembers the things, he says the things, so on and so forth. It's because that's the nature of Torah. The Shmini of Bris, which is the Ashras Shchin and Kedushas Adam, the Shmini of the Mishkan, which is in the big picture of the world and of Klal Yisrael, it's where 7 days of building and Miluim become the day of Ashras Hashchina. It's Aaron's Mida, which seems to be less in some ways. It's the right chibur to Moshe. From now on, Kohanim would be the people that are Boish, from the Shevet of Boish. Until now, it was all Asiya, and that belonged to Moshe. From now, it would be the people that are Boish, and they have that midah. And in Talmud Torah, Kenei Kulam, Talmud Torah also belongs to this. It's the eighth. It's the biggest 7 times 7, and the eighth after that. It's the person. It requires tremendous effort to keep learning and relearning and rethinking and reworking. Whether it's in terms of getting down the simple shagotaya, whether it's in terms of understanding ideas, it's whether in terms of having a feel for the inyan. That's the first part of it, and a person gets the satisfaction that you have when you're misyageya, and yegiya kapayim kisoicha l'ashrecha. But the bonus is, the whole new daga is that when a person does begin to understand, when it dawns on a person, then that's a certain type of ashras hashchina. That's a certain type of the other's ideas came into my head. The ideas that were strange to us naturally, and now they become to us intuitively understandable, are because we became a kli kibul for Kadosh Baruch Hu's understanding to fill our minds. It's an extraordinary moment of where a person makes that transition. We should be zeicher to have the tam of yigiyah and amelus of avoda, and we should have the seichon das to go back into a mode of understanding that the flood of chachma and the flood of understanding that we have, that's him coming into us. That's his chachma, his tas mipiv. That's the Shmini is, it's a Rishon, it's all coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it has the tam of the 7 days of work and yigiyah and alpa.